Loves Has No Age post by drag queen Storytime UK emerges. By Jack Montgomery on August 14, 2020. Drag queen Storytime UK locked down its Twitter account after a Love Has No Age post on its timeline was highlighted. The message, which believed by some to have pedophilic connotations, was also shared on the drag organization's Facebook page on July 26, where it remains publicly available. Love Has No Age. Reads the post accompanying a picture of an older man wearing a rainbow suit jacket and tie over a bare chest, followed by three emojis and party hats blowing streamers. Additional information for those who need it. You can find love even if you're as old as this guy. But we do not support MAP, the organization clarified in an August 11 edit to the Facebook post. MAP is an alternative term for pedophiles, popular in pedophile circles, which stands for minor attracted persons. We don't support it, condone that, or have anything sick to do with it, the addendum continued. We are an education and entertainment enterprise teaching children aged 0 to 12 about LGBT+ people, and about acceptance of those who are different, whether that be sexuality, age, gender, disability or race. So-called drag queen story hours, in which drag queens read stories, sometimes with an LGBTQ+ bent to them, to young children in locations such as public libraries and schools, are not without controversy, either in the United Kingdom or the United States. In Houston, Texas, for example, a registered child sex offender was able to read to young children at a drag queen event sponsored by the city government, after the authorities failed to screen him out. Alberto Garza, stage name Tatiana Molinina, had been convicted of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old in 2008. Houston Public Library said Garza would not be involved in any future HPL programs following the scandal. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.